It's the International Women in Film Podcast with your host, Michelle the Trainer. MTT is Michelle the Trainer.
Good morning. Welcome to episode 2 of the International Women in Film Podcast. I'm Michelle the Trainer. Listen to this. Cinema is art, and art is a mirror. More than anything, I love to find the beauty in the mirror of creation that could possibly bend our understanding of our current reality. Kimberly Fox sent that to me, and I just love that. She's our very special guest today. Kimberly Fox is an art photographer and filmmaker currently located in Brooklyn, New York City, where she attends the Fashion Institute of Technology studying film and media. By the time we post this podcast, she will not be there very much longer, and then her film will start based on her three main series, a series of still photography, which just blew me away, and that's what we're going to talk about today. She uses her work as a means of communicating what she finds words often cannot. So I hope you really enjoy hearing from Kim. I think her work is amazing. And if you guys have any questions for her or for me or requests for the show, please let us know at iwif@michellethetrainer.com. Thank you. Enjoy.
Hi there. This is Rebecca Forstad. I'm a voice actor in Los Angeles. You can find me at RebeccaForstad.com. That's F as in Frank, O-R-S-T-A-D-T, like Linda Ronstadt. And you're listening to the International Women in Film Podcast with your host, Michelle the Trainer.
Aloha, and welcome to the International Women in Film Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle the Trainer. Today we have Kimberly Fox, who is my very special friend, who I met, actually, we have to tell you this story. We were on the big island of Hawaii, and we met at a place called, what was it, the Sweet Potato Kitchen, Kimberly?
Kitchen, yes.
Yeah, Sweet Potato Kitchen in a little town called Hawi, H-A-W-I. We didn't spell Hawaii wrong. That's actually how it's spelled, H-A-W-I. And yeah, we're sitting there in the middle of the day, and I was eating. Don't tell my fitness people, but I was eating ice cream because they made homemade vegan toasted coconut ice cream at the Sweet Potatoes Vegan Restaurant. And Kimberly asked me what kind of ice cream did I have.
Girl had to have a suggestion, didn't she?
Right. And you know what? Then all of a sudden, we started talking. And I do this and you do that. And it was like a love match. And here we are today, post Kona, post Big Island of Hawaii. And I invite you all to take a look earlier than later at www.kimberlyfoxphotography.com. It's Kimberly Fox Photography. She's not the wedding photographer. Be very clear that you're on kimberlyfoxphotography.com, and you'll know straight away by taking a look at the menu bar, because you're going to see home, portfolio, and series. And series is going to be part of what we're going to discuss today, Kimberly's three main series. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here, although I wouldn't mind having some of that delicious ice cream right in front of me again.
I think part two, we're going to go back there. We'll do it from there. So tell me how you got started. You are, you're in school, actually, on the East Coast. I'm in Los Angeles, and you're in Brooklyn, New York. And so tell me how it all started for you.
Well, it all started, actually, ironically enough, entered the world of photography and video making on the other side of the lens. In my early teen years, I did some modeling. I was like 5'9 at 14, unearthly, but somehow it happened. I lived in a small Florida town, so it was nothing too big, but I found something very interesting about being both the subject and the spectator when looking at photos of myself. And I could see that the medium was very, very powerful. So around the age of 15, I began to explore still photography, which has ultimately led me to working in motion.
That's amazing. And that's why, because you're tall, you can eat more ice cream. Your work, when I look at your website, and again, I encourage everybody, because we're going to do a lot of visual references here, back to Kimberly's website. In the series section on your website, again, it's home, portfolio, and series. There's three titles of your three main series. And let's talk a little bit about the type of work that you're attracted to and what you're trying to convey, because I find it very powerful.
Oh, thank you so much. I guess I can describe the overall aesthetic of my work to contort our reality just enough. I want to bend perception. And I love that every individual, when looking at one of my pieces, is able to take away something entirely different and their own if they allow themselves to do so. So when you do go onto my website, you're going to see portfolio. Click through there and it'll welcome you into the world of my work. And to the right, there's an option to click on series. And I have three of them that pretty much sum up the philosophies of my work. You want to hear about each one?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, so what I'd like to do with Kimberly, since now, you know, she's in my inner circle of trust, since we've like totally been to Hawaii together already accidentally, series of the three main series, I would like to, because Kimberly is still a film student, what's the name of your school, Kimberly?
I'm in the Fashion Institute of Technology, so I have another year left.
And that's in New York City, right?
New York City, yeah. I live in Brooklyn and commute in because it's a little crazy in there, but it's a good balance being in Brooklyn.
That's so cool. With the series, what I'd like to do, because Kimberly is looking forward to, this is just the very tip of the iceberg beginning conceptualization of her three series project. And so the three main series stills are in this series menu item on her website. So yes, I do want you to talk about each one of them in order. So because I'd like to have you on the show again, this will be like part one, then we'll do part two when you start to add on to this project, and then we can stay with you through the journey of watching this project grow.
The first of my three-part series is titled Incubate. And Incubate presents the female as a more gender ambiguous figure. And it's shot entirely in color. However, her name's Anya Charlotte. She's a stunning model, but she's got really deep skin. And I use a lot of white tones in the environment. So the result is this gradient that kind of goes from black to white. And the idea behind it is the longer that a human vessel, so the human body, is submerged in this environment, and I have her in like this thick, white, milky substance in a bathtub, the more they become part of their environment.
Which I love, because that kind of even goes back to yoga philosophy, where you're, you know, you become assimilated. And we all know that environment matters, right? Our association matters. Awesome. Our mentors matter. And this is even one of the wonderful things about the internet, because if you live in somewhere where you have no association and you have no mentorship, you can reach out and you can learn from podcasts and webinars and reach out to and have virtual better association, which is just amazing for our own education and self-enrichment.
Absolutely. It's incredible what we can do just by pulling up a screen and listening to something different. But just, I moved to New York from a small beach town, and the environment started influencing just how I move through space and how I see myself and see other people. And, you know, there's so much advertising around, and there's so much visual stimulus and auditory stimulus on you all of the time. And I think that it's something important to be aware of, and that you get to have the choice or not, if you wish to engage and wear that and make that part of who you are and how you interact.
Sure. Again, so these photos are very powerful on multiple levels. I don't want to, you know, give anybody what my interpretation, but there's a few photos and they're all very powerful. And then she gives a very nice summary at the end of the concept of Incubate as part of the three main series. And again, the photos, you guys have to see these photos. They're just, she's a serious artistic talent here.
That's so kind of you, Michelle.
So the next one, and they all kind of stand alone, but go together. So the next part of the series is called The Voyeur, right?
Yes. Yes.
And tell us about that.
The second series goes by the name of The Voyeur, which is after the incubation period, after you've been in your environment. And it explores the idea of an eyes wide shut, where you have your eyes closed, but yet you're still taking in all this information, that it's almost a blinded vision where we walk around the world and we don't quite see what's happening.
And this was done via makeup or via digital or photographic manipulation?
No, definitely in person via makeup. I try to keep everything that I do as realistic as possible.
Yeah, again, these are very powerful. I can't tell as a non-photographer whether these are, anyway, the eyes are striking. The previous series, Incubate, is again, very powerful artistically. You know, there's definitely a makeup element and an ethereal element to all three parts of the series. But yeah, it's very hard for me to tell. My favorites of the series exist in your third part of the series. Yeah, When I Once Existed. And now it gets even more heavy.
I love how we laugh when we say it's heavy. heavy doesn't necessarily mean a negative thing. I create work for the viewer to be able to have their own interaction with it, their own interaction with the image, and maybe see themselves through it and see what they actually believe. So When I Once Existed takes place in a bed. And I chose the bed because, well, we begin and end our days there. Well, I would hope so. It's the process of waking up and going to sleep.
And I didn't know that these images are you, right?
They are. most of the stuff was done in camera. So they're long exposures. It was a beautiful snowy day in New York where all I wanted to do was not leave my apartment. And what happens is we have all these outdoor lights. So the light from the snow reflects up into the white walls in my apartment.
Yeah, they're beautiful photos. They're very ethereal. There's some elements I don't want to give away to this series. And again, she's right. You have to take these in and take away your own, and then you could read her little summary. I like even the way that the website's laid out so that you can see image and then image and then image and then image and then her verbal or text description of, you know, the explanation of the art, but it doesn't give a specific interpretation. It's left to interpretation, and everybody can find their own connection. So Kimberly, now that you have these stills up here, let's say that we have three and four stills for three parts of the three main series. Now what? Then what?
Now what and then what? The big question, of course. I have another year left at FIT. And during this year, I'm going to continue my studies with sound frequency and with color, as I want to implement these ideals and the three ideas from the main series that we've just spoken about into a motion piece, into a motion short film.
Yes, welcome.
I'm very excited about it. I've met a lot of incredibly talented people here who are just as excited as I am. So we just want to bring these visions to life.
And great.
Out there.
And so then we can keep up with you. And so production will start about a year from now when you're starting, or a year from the year from August 2015, right? We can expect you to start working and integrating sound frequencies and the color and video into your first actual project. And yes. So this will be a trilogy series, or all three will be in one project, or we don't know yet.
No, so I want to show how these three, the Incubate, the Voyeur, and When I Once Existed, all connect to each other in this piece. So we're taking those ideas and those concepts and putting them together into one.
And for resources, are you only interested in working with other people in Brooklyn, New York, or in New York City, or are you...
I'm open-minded. I think collaboration is the key to making absolutely beautiful, beautiful products. So I'm open to contact from anyone, anywhere.
I think we should go back to Hawaii.
I wasn't going to say anything, but when I was there, I was most definitely location scouting. It has the type of aesthetic that I want.
Totally. We'll get there. Okay. So now the process, where are we at today?
Today, well, you and I are speaking on Skype. No, our process is I have it fully conceptualized, and I've been meeting with some actors, some dancers, stylists, and makeup here, and we're just really trying to firm up the idea and the flow and distributing roles of the piece. But it's you know, it's a long road because I have to find the funds and, you know, get a Kickstarter or something going. So I'll be as organized as possible to begin production by this time next year.
And that's, again, that's best. And we can talk about that when we get there. But, you know, showing people, I think I really would like people to see what you've done here, because I've been on the internet for quite some time, and your photos are very, very unique and edgy and interesting and just amazing. I just love this. So,
it brings me a lot of pleasure that you say so. A young woman in this time, and we have so many resources. The fact that you and I are even able to have this conversation across the country, we met across the world, and that, you know, anyone can hear it and they can get involved in what we want to say. And that will ultimately lead to positively altering the perception through this medium. And I just couldn't be more excited to mirror what, you know, life is at this point through the camera.
Yeah, well, you definitely have a gift for cinematic art. That is for sure. And I'm sure that you feel that there's a responsibility. You know, it's just like when you write, you know, you feel like if you have something to say and you think it'll help people, it's time to say it. And now it is a great time. We do have a lot of resources. We have the ability to have a voice, and we have the ability to have a platform. And it's a powerful time, and we can share and heal and educate. And it's just a great thing, you know,
and learn. I think the minute that you stop learning is the minute you start dying. There's so many talented people out there, and I just want to be able to take as much as I can while giving as much as I can.
And so we don't necessarily have a name yet for the three main series is what we're calling it today, just for podcast efficiency.
But efficiency, I like that.
Yeah, pod efficiency. So the three main series, go to KimberlyFoxPhotography.com. Kimberly Fox Photography, not Kim Photography, not the wedding person, not the fashion model, this is KimberlyFoxPhotography.com. And the top three menu series, it's in beautiful clear font, home, portfolio, series, portrait and commercial video. So series is where you want to take a look at the three main series. Incubate, and when you go to the images, they scroll to the right. The Voyeur, the second one, and the third, When I Once Existed. And take a look, take it in, really look at these pictures. And I hope that everyone enjoys this journey as much as I am. And man, Kimberly, I want to thank you so much. And I can't wait till we have you back on the show to see, to get to do part two when we're actually starting production of your short film project. And I also can't wait until we're swimming in Hawaii again.
I don't know which one I'm more excited about, but thank you so much for having me on. Yeah, can't wait. I really can't wait. Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
Okay, you too.
Find us at michellethetrainer.com. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, the T-R-A-I-N-E-R.com. Read Michelle's blog posts at engineeringwellness.com. Tweet at Michelle Trainer on Twitter. That's MICHELETRAINER. Or email the International Women in Film Podcast at IWIF@michellethetrainer.com.